Rise Rise. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my vacation, or just vacations in general, because I feel like I haven't made a podcast episode in a long while. So I thought, yeah, I kind of do need to make a new episode, but I don't know what to talk about, but it's like basically summer vacation. Like, school hasn't officially, like, school like didn't officially finish yet, but I'm basically done. I don't have to like follow any classes anymore. Like, I'm passing this year, so like it's all good. I just still need to officially get all of my grades. Like, I just, like, today I went to school to get the rest of my grades, but I haven't officially gotten like everything yet, and I need to still like bring my books back and everything. So yeah. Anyway, yesterday evening I was laying in my bed, right? And I totally... No, wait. No, 2 days ago. Yeah, no, because yesterday evening I was laying in my bed and I couldn't fall asleep. It was so annoying. Like, it took me an hour to like fall asleep properly. Like I was lying in bed for an hour just with my eyes closed. It was really annoying because normally I fall asleep really, really quick. Like, I lay in bed, I don't even like grab my phone and scroll on whatever for like an hour. No, I do not do that. I just put down my phone, I grab my notebook, and I start writing in it for about 15 minutes every evening. So I write about my day, I write about basically everything. It's not really, really a diary, but it's kind of... Yeah, it kind of is a diary. I just don't really call it that most of the time. But I just basically, like, yeah, write everything down that I do every day. And I try to do that consistently, I try to do that every evening, I just don't always do it, because, for example, like, today, this evening, I am going to a party, really fun, a birthday party. I'm really excited about that, but I know that I won't be back until, like, midnight. Yeah, so I'm probably not gonna have the motivation nor energy to write in my notebook, so I know that I won't be doing that today. And sometimes I actually do have the time, because I'm like at home, I'm not doing anything productive, but I'm just like watching a movie or whatever, and then when it's like 2 a.m. I do not feel like writing, I just feel like going to bed. So anyway, I write about like 15 minutes before I go to bed every evening, and then I turn off the lights, and I turn on my fan, because I sleep with a fan. Yeah, some people might think that's weird, but I do not think it's weird, because actually, I live in the Netherlands, but my family is from Curacao, so it's normal for, like, Curacao and like those really hot countries and islands or whatever to sleep with air conditioning and like fans and stuff. So like it's just a cultural thing, I guess, but I was brought up with my fan, so now I am used to the white noise and whatever, so you know, that's why I sleep with a fan and I like it. So anyway, I turn off the lights, turn on my fan, I go to bed, and then I sleep. Yeah, it's... I needed to think about that for a second. I was like... And then I... Yeah, sleep. Yeah, anyway. So I go to bed, I sleep, and, like, it doesn't take much longer than, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then I'm, like, gone. And then I just wake up in the morning. It's that easy. Some people actually struggle with sleeping. I do not. I don't know why. I'm very grateful. Even with my ADHD medication, even then, I managed to have a good sleeping schedule. So yeah, slay. Slay. I really do feel like in like a few months, I will be listening to this and I'll be like, huh? Slay? What? No. You know, but anyway, it's not that awkward now. It kind of is, because I do not mind the word slay. You shouldn't overuse it. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, yeah. But it's funny because some people really, really hate the word slay. And when I'm with those people and I say it, then like sometimes you just feel when someone dislikes a word or whatever, like they without even having said the word, like you already feel like that person is gonna hate the word, right? I don't know, so I said slay and then you just see their face change, you know, you just see them cringing. And I hate it, and I cringe too, because I know it's like a weird word, I guess, but I still use it because my friends sometimes use it. And when people around me use certain words, talk in a certain way, I kind of also do that most of the time. Like, not always, and it takes a while, but if I hang with you long enough, then I will start to kind of, you know, start to look like you in a certain way. Not always, but most of the time. And not like purely negative or purely positive. It's just like it sometimes happens, and I think that's just like kind of how I am and how just most humans are in general. Just like they kind of adapt to the place that they are and like the environment. So yeah, basically that. Oh, wow, very deep, I know. Anyway, so I just really don't struggle with sleeping and stuff. So yeah, that. Anyway, as I was saying at the beginning of this video, which I totally like went off topic there. Anyway, so when I was laying in my bed 2 days ago, I was already thinking about what I should like make this podcast episode about, because I wanted to make a podcast episode because I haven't made one in a while and I feel like I should make one, right? But like I didn't really know what to discuss. But I had like a whole creative mindset that evening. It was kind of weird. I sometimes just have that, like you don't have a lot of creativity, and then one evening, most of the time it's in the evening, one evening you're just like, wow, right now I want to listen to music, right now I want to listen to a podcast, right now I want to make a podcast episode, but it's too late so I can't do that, right now I want to do this, I want to do that, and then you have just a lot of creativity that you can't really like do anything with it because like it's really late in the evening. Sometimes you can, but like sometimes you don't. But in that moment I was just like brainstorming about like things that I wanted to tell you guys, so I actually wrote a few of those things down. Yes, okay, pronunciation, it's not that hard. So yeah, I am not going to be discussing those things in this episode, because they are not about vacations, but, like, literally, like, 15 minutes ago, I decided, yes, I will be talking about my vacation, because I can put, like, a few things in this episode that I would like to discuss, just because I feel like I wanted to make an episode, but I didn't really have something really special to talk about, something that I can or will share, you know? Because obviously there are things going on in my life right now. Like, there are things in everybody's life, like, happening in the moment. Like, everyone is living. Unless you're an NPC, then maybe not. No, just kidding. Yeah, basically that. And I can't just be spilling all of my friends' tea in this podcast, because that would be kind of like privacy. Yeah, that's just not, no. I thought I'd just make an episode about vacation, because right now I'm staring to my suitcase. I'm staring at my suitcase, because I'm going to Curacao this summer. Yay! Happy. No, that sounded very sarcastic. No, I'm actually happy about it. I do not have a really, like, close bond with my family. It's not like we're, like, very distant, but, like, there are, like, a lot of kilometers between me and my family right now, so that's kind of why we aren't that close. And I'm not the type of person who just calls regularly. I paused this episode real quick because I was laughing so hard. I just cannot pronounce that word. What? I paused this episode and I went like regularly. No, anyway, yeah, so I still do not know if I am pronouncing this correctly, but I do not. I'm really scared for some reason. I'm really scared to talk right now. Okay, so I'm not the type of person who calls regularly. So, I kind of dislike calling sometimes, most of the time. Like, if you call me and we're not like close friends, then I will have a mini panic attack. No, just kidding. It's not that bad. It's just like, it's okay, my phone. What is this? Focus. If I get a call, my phone is always on silent, so I most of the time don't even realize that I'm getting a call. So only if I'm on my phone right now, or if my phone is close to me so I see like the screen light up or whatever, then I will see it and most of the time pick up. But if I'm not on my phone, if my phone is maybe not in the same room or on the other side of the room or in my pocket, in my bag, whatever, I will not even know that I'm being called because it's on silent. It's always on silent. Because why would I have my notifications on? Like, who even does that? No, just kidding. Like, it's good if you do that. It's just not me, because if I'm making my homework, for example, then I do not want to get distracted by notifications. Like, my phone in general is a big enough distraction. Like, I do not need more things distracting me. So, you know, my phone gets my attention really quick. It doesn't need to make any sounds to get my attention. So that is number one. And number two, what was number two again? I don't know. I started talking as if there was a number two. Number two is if I'm like in school, then I obviously do not want my notifications on, because if I'm in class, I do not want to get a call or a text or whatever and my notification sound to, you know, distract me and the whole class. Because that happened one time and it was traumatic, let me tell you. I had a Stranger Things theme song as my ringtone. It was so awkward, let me tell you. I was, what, like 12, 13 years old? And I was just sitting in my classroom. I can remember, like, as if it was yesterday. I had history class, and I was sitting there, and my phone started ringing. If you could see my face right now, I am horrified. Not even terrified. I'm horrified. Wow. I'm in shock still. But my Stranger Thing, theme song started going off, and it was really awkward. Anyway, it was really awkward, and I am gonna tell you something which is a little bit oversharing on my part, but I think you will like to know. It was the first time that I cried at school. Oh, maybe also the only time I cried at school, so it's not that bad. Well, maybe when I was younger, I like cried at school before, probably. Yeah, one time I like fell on my face. I fell on my face, but I was like really young, so it was elementary school, so it doesn't matter, but still. That's when I needed to cry, but like the first time that I actually like cried when I was like a teenager, like at school, was that day. Like, not in class. Oh, thank God. That would have been even more awkward. No, but I, as soon as the class ended, I went out of the classroom, and my mom was actually standing there at the entrance of my school. She was the one who called, actually. And when I saw her, and when I walked up to her and told her what happened, whoa, this is not going that well, Caitlin. Okay, so, I'm sorry, I'm just in shock. But I'm bad at editing, so I'm probably not gonna edit this out, but still. Okay. While I was telling the story... Okay, yes. We got this. It took, what, 5 minutes? But I'm getting there. Okay. While telling the story, I started crying. Yeah. So that was that. It was really awkward. Do not recommend... Like, anyway, but it happened, and it's in the past. So, I'm okay now. Yes, okay. So that is one of the reasons why my phone is always on silent. So, yeah, do not blame me for it. I'm sorry, I know it might be a red flag to some people, because if you need to contact me... it is impossible, but, still. Anyway. I'm living my life, and it's good. So, next. My phone. Yeah, so, it's always on silent. Period. Yeah, so, as I was saying, I do not call regularly. And my phone is always on silent. So that also doesn't help. But if we're close friends, I do pick up the phone most of the time, but almost always. Yeah, no, I always pick up if you're like a close friend of mine. Unless obviously it just really isn't an appropriate timing because I am whatever, on the toilet or whatever. But yeah, that. But I'm also not the type of person who just calls you randomly. Like, only if you're one of my close friends, I might call you. But otherwise, I only call people when... Oh, whoa. The silences between those words. I only call... Anyway, so... if you're not one of my close friends, I only call you... if it's like absolutely necessary, or if I really need to contact you ASAP. So if, for example, I need to know something right now, because I'm like in a shop and I need to buy you something or whatever. Like, if I need to know something right now or just really soon, then I might just pick up the phone and call you. But most of the time, I will just text you, because that is just more my thing. But some people, I'm not naming any names, but some people, they actually take forever to text back. And you just know that if you send them a text, you might not get a reply after like a week. Like, sometimes it even takes a month. And I hate that. I absolutely hate that. I get it if you have like a busy life, you know, I get it, but like, priorities, people. Like, if you're not the type of person who looks at their phone much, then I'm like, okay. But most of the time, the people who take forever to text back, those are actually the people who look at their phones most. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And if you're like one of my friends listening to this right now, it's probably not about you, because most of these people I'm talking about right now are actually family. No, probably my family won't be listening to this. Like, not the people that I'm talking about, so I don't even know why I'm triggered. They should be triggered. Anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm just not the type of person who just randomly calls my family and is like, hey, yo, so how is life, you know? Like, either they call me and we have, like, this very, yeah, oppervlakkig. I don't even know how to say that. Wait, I probably do know the word in English. I just can't think of it right now. Wait, let me Google. Without even Googling it, I'm thinking about surface level conversation, but I do not know if that's a thing, so let me see. I don't even know, man, like, I just Googled stuff and I found the word superficial and, like, in-depth conversation, and I'm like, okay, you know, you do you, but my brain is not braining. I'm like out of my flow. No, never mind. While saying that sentence, I'm like, no, I'm definitely in the flow. Like, I'm so smooth. Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying, actually? Oh yeah, so like, if family calls me, then we have like a small like conversation that really doesn't matter that much most of the time. Like, it's not as if we really get to know each other. It's just like, oh yeah, how's school? Oh yeah, good. How's work? Oh yeah, good. Okay, nice, bye. You know, kind of that vibe is what I'm getting. So anyway, that so I don't actually know my family that well. Like, I know what they look like, I know their names, I don't even know most of their birthdays. I don't really know what their hobbies are, I don't know what they, like, how they are, I don't know, like, what kind of people they hang out with. I don't know a lot of stuff. So I'm happy that I'm, like, able to, you know, have that now, like, that I'm just going there and that I'm actually gonna get to know some / most of my family. So yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I have been to Curacao before, like, maybe like 6 times. I don't know for sure, but like around 6 times. Always, if people ask me, like, have you been there before, I always say, like, yeah, about 6 times. So yeah, I've been there about 6 times before, I think. But I was kind of young, and I do not remember a lot, you know? Like, I personally don't remember things before I was, like, 10 years old. Like, I remember, but I don't remember a lot. Like, I remember certain things, but, just not a lot, like most people do. Like, most people, they forget most of their youth. So, me too, basically. So, yeah, basically that. So, I do not remember a lot of my family or, like, their houses or, you know, anything like that. So, this vacation is going to be, like, the first time that I'm actually going to be experiencing everything. And probably, probably, like, also remembering stuff for later. So this is going to be like a core memory, probably. So yes, I think it's going to be very enjoyable. Yes, we're gonna have like this really nice place where we're staying at. Like, we're not going to be like sleeping over at family, which that is what we normally do, but this time we're actually going to be having vacation instead of family time, you know? Like, we're also going to be having family time, but we're not going to be, like, we're not going there purely for family. We're going there purely for vacation and, oh, vacation in this, like, context thing also means family. Because, you know, I don't know. Yes. Slay. Slay. And that's always when I don't really know what to say, I'm just like, slay. That's kind of cringe, maybe. Yeah. No, but we're going there for family and vacation. But not focused only on the family part. Like, we're focused on getting to know the island and whatever. And also my family. And making memories and, you know, being with my nieces and nephews and whatever, you know, so that. So yeah, and I really love it because, like, there is, well, I'm obviously going to be swimming. My mom, she hates swimming. Yeah, I wanted to almost tell you what I bought as a present for my mom, but I'm not going to because I'm going to be posting this today, I'm probably going to be posting this episode today if everything goes as planned, and my mom's birthday isn't today. It is, can I say this? Probably, who cares? My mom's birthday is a Sunday, so yes. If she would listen to this podcast episode, like, today, tomorrow, or whatever, like, before her birthday, then basically I'm going to be telling, like, I'm going to be spoiling the surprise, which is not fun. So, anyway, yeah. I say the word anyway, like, so, anyway, yeah. That's kind of, like, my go-to thing when I don't know what to say. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that, when I was younger, I didn't really like sports, you know, like, I was the lazy girl, you know, I'm not the, yes, let's hit the gym, let's do everything, let's be active, yes, I'm going to be very active, no, it was just not me. I don't like soccer, I'm sorry, not sorry, it's just kind of basic, and I just don't really like it. I really don't like watching sports overall. Like, maybe baseball, I could enjoy watching. I've never done that before, actually, but I think that might be exciting to do because during PE at school, we sometimes, you know, like, do baseball, well, softball, actually, but, you know, you get the point. So, we play softball, and then I find it fun just in general. I like watching, I like playing, I like doing whatever. So if I like watching softball, like, during PE, then I think it might also be enjoyable watching it just in general. But, like, football, like, soccer, it's like, why would you want to watch that? Like, unless you, like, watched it, like, while being young and your whole family likes it, then I think it might be fun because you're like, oh yeah, I want this team to win. No, I want this team to win. And everyone's just very competitive and stuff. And then, you know, like, I think that might be fun. But I just do not like it. Like, nobody was really, like, my parents, they don't really like soccer and stuff like that. They don't really like watching sports. So, like, I also don't really like that. Anyway, so yeah, that. But now that I'm grown older, you know, I'm wiser. No, just kidding. I still do not like watching sports, but I do enjoy playing sports more than I used to. So that's improvement, actually. Because, like, last year, if you would tell me, like, go to the gym, I would be like, no, I do not want to go. I hate PE. I hate sports in general. I just want to watch a movie, you know? But now, it's just a mindset thing. No, I still, it's not like I love it right now. It's just that I hate it less. Which is improvement. It's what we're aiming for, you know? But I actually sometimes want to do sports, just like I want to do that, because I feel like it's good for you. I feel like there are positive things about, you know, sports. Because, for example, how do you call that? Oh yeah, it's called arm wrestle. It's, I don't know why I forgot that, but, like, I like, you know, being strong. I don't like looking very masculine and, like, blah, you know. I still want to, you know, keep my feminine features, but I do want to get, you know, like, a bit more bulky, because I feel like I'm just, like, a stick that, you know, if there's a little bit wind, just, you know, phew. I don't know how to tell, so I just, sound effects, yay. No, but I feel like I'm just really thin and small over, like, in general. I'm not that small. I'm like 5'6" for the people who use that, but I'm 1 meter and like 67 centimeters. So, I mean, I'm not that small. But for people in the Netherlands, it's small. Anyway, I'm taller than both of my parents. Not combined, no. I'm taller than both of my parents, so that's a flex, I guess. But what I wanted to say is that having a goal really helps with the positive sports mindset, because I want to be strong enough to, like, you know, win arm wrestling with, like, certain people, and I want to be able to, like, climb walls in, like, these sports halls and do stuff like that, and to be able to do stuff like that, like, you know, without dying afterwards of, like, muscle pain, you need to train that. So that's why I sometimes just randomly am like, okay, we're gonna do this, and then I just, like, randomly in my room, I'm standing there and I'm like, okay, yes, and then I go and just do sports. I plank, I squat, I do whatever, and then hopefully I get just stronger, you know? And then I was actually at Comic-Con, and yes, I went arm wrestling with one of my guy friends, and he's 1 year younger than me. It's Noah. I talked about him before a lot, actually. So yeah, so I went arm wrestling with Noah, and I won, and that was just such a flex, and that is the goal. That is what makes me happy. My right arm and my left arm, like both of them, I won. Yes. If people were listening to this, please just wow, clap, you know, I deserve it. I like it, you know? So yeah, sports. I don't love it, but I start loving it more. That wasn't a great sentence, but we're just going to ignore that. Okay, what was the next thing that I wanted to say? I don't know. I feel like I should almost end this episode because my little brother can be home like any minute now. He's like coming over with a friend. And I don't really like, no, I can't. I don't mind it that he is coming over with a friend. Like, I come over with my friends a lot, so I cannot, like, be mad about it. It's just that I'm making this podcast episode, and if he comes home, I cannot do that anymore. So I need to finish this episode within, like, a minute, because otherwise, problems. So yeah, I'm excited for my vacation. I will tell you more, as I... Maybe I'll even make, like, an episode if I'm there. Probably not, due to like resources and stuff. Like, if I'm on a family vacation, do you think I have the time, space, motivation, and like, you know, like the silent environment to make a podcast episode? No, I do not think so. But anyway, I will tell you how it went and stuff. I probably will make like an episode talking about how it was and stuff. Until then, hopefully I will make a new episode in a few days. Hopefully I will not guarantee anything because oh my gosh, I'm such a busy girl, so like I don't even know if I'm gonna have time for you guys, but you know. No, but I actually really like this episode. I have not listened it back, obviously, because I'm making it right now. And I most of the time, like, don't really take breaks in between making an episode. So, anyway, I actually really like this episode because I feel like it went very smooth overall. Even though I needed to stop, like, recording for 2 times because my brain was not braining and because I totally went off topic. But I really like the things I discussed, and I feel like I talked, like, okay. I like it. I probably will be recommending this episode to new listeners and stuff, because, like, sometimes if I'm talking with my friends and then they just randomly find out that I have a podcast with which they did not know before, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I want to listen to it. What's the name? And I'm like, Miser Eyes. And it's like, oh my gosh, so cool. I'm totally going to be listening to this from like the beginning. And then I'm like, no, do not listen to it from the beginning because it was so cringe at the beginning. But I also do not want to delete the episodes because, you know, it's just a flex to be like, oh my gosh, I made this many episodes, I recorded this much, like, this many minutes of, like, episodes and stuff, and it's just a flex, and if I delete it, then it's not a flex anymore, so, you know, I like it. And also, like, you can hear my English improve and stuff, so that's also nice. Yes, and I got accepted to the Cambridge class. Yay! I don't think I told you guys yet, but I'm in the Cambridge class, so I'm actually going to be I'm going to be getting, whoa, Does that make sense? No. My English will improve to a C2 level English. Yes. I love that for me, and I love that for me. Yeah. No, but I will be doing that. So anyway, I really need to stop this episode right now because I feel like the aura. No, like I just feel like my little brother is coming like any moment right now. So bye-bye, Mice Rice.